Josh Sitton.
Josh Sitton, after practice, had a hip injury. The evaluation this morning was not good, so he went through the classroom part of it, and then we sat him for practice. So I don't have all the information, but I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to go. Yeah, it kind of flared up on him in practice, and just showed up in the evaluation this morning.
What does that do for your thinking on the offensive line? I guess were you pretty confident you had things squared away earlier in the week, and however you're going to line up guys where? Does that maybe?
Well, just it wouldn't be a normal week if something didn't pop up. So, but we've always repped those guys. Combination position, so TJ's ready to go in a couple different places. He feels good. Obviously, Evan is ready for all three positions inside. So we'll see how Josh is tomorrow.
Mike, do you go with TJ left guard then?
We'll let this work out, and then we'll solve that. Hopefully tomorrow he'll be. I'm not really concerned about it, but we'll see what happens. I don't have all the information, but talking with Josh, I'm not real concerned about it. But that's, as we know, it's different. I've never had a player tell me he was hurt, so.
And again, it's till 3 o'clock tomorrow. You need to get a better feel for him.
I don't think it's in a position where we got to make a roster move. But unless I walk in the training room, they tell me differently. But it was important for him to stay up here and be treated. Not go to practice.
I know you've been asked a million different ways about Cobb, but are you even surprised with how he's taking the ball and run with all of his opportunities and lining up here, there, and everywhere else?
Really not. I mean, just from the day, Randall Cobb walked through our doors, you knew he was going to be a multiple dimension type player, 4-9 type player. He played quarterback in college, so he understands football, the intricacies of getting in and out of concepts. Football, frankly, in my opinion, comes very easy to him mentally. So we've always envisioned on doing as much as we can with him.
Is that one of those things where it's still an evolving thing where maybe you see something, you think maybe we can build on this?
Well, yes. I mean, I think we really created that in the off season. A number of things you put in for training camp and a number of things we haven't really got to, have been able to get to yet. So, but that's, that's how seasons go. You have change in directions but still, I feel like we've utilized Randall a lot. You also got to be smart too, because he has a lot of responsibility and how we use him. You have to be smart about that too. I don't want to overexpose him.
Mike, do you feel Clay is ready to cut it loose on Sunday?
I think so. I thought he looked good all week. I had no indication from him that he wouldn't be. So I look for Clay to play and make an impact in the game.
Will we get to limit him at all, do you think?
Potentially. I think it'd be smart to watch his reps. It's something that we've talked about with him personally, and just a number of guys coming back. So this is a very important game, but there's more left to be played after this game.
Mike, with a position like running back, you always say, "Hey, I'll go with the hot guy or whatever." But mm-hmm. At corner, you've got a lot of talented guys there. How do you kind of make through whether to play Sam and Bass or Devon or Casey? Is it different than?
Well, no, that's tough. I mean, that's, it's no different either. You don't like to, put any player in there and start pulling them in and out, because it doesn't help them stay in the rhythm of the game. But I think last week's an example of what competition does for you at any position, let alone a corner position. So Sam was put in the game. He made plays. He took advantage of his opportunity. So competition's good. They're all every one of those young guys has been repped, ready to go. So it's a good situation to be in.
Mike, now that you've had the week, I know it doesn't impact Sunday's game, but have you gotten a better feel for Charles just from the week and talking with Dr. McKenzie? Do you have faith for the last two games?
I mean, Charles, practicing today, this isn't a matter of Charles not being, mentally, you know, conditioning ready to play. This is the doctor's opinion of the state of his collarbone. So he just doesn't feel that we're quite there yet. And, you know, this is an important game, just like I said with Clay, but there's more football to be played after this. And I don't think any of us would be doing our jobs if he went out there this week and something happened.
Does he appreciate that position, or what does that mean?
Probably 20 years from now, he'll probably appreciate it, which you obviously have to respect.
Mike, have you guys seen any progress with James Starks going to the knee?
James is making progress, but he's, you know, they haven't really given me a clear-cut target as far as Tennessee or Minnesota.
Do